Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is your wake-up call for this week. The title of this show is Reasonableness or Reality? We've been watching the world explode around us. I will set the premise for this show right out of the gate. Okay, I'm going to read you the scripture verse. This sets the tone. You can always refer back to these scriptures when I make these comparisons, okay? Book of John, chapter 8, verse 39. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth, which I heard from Elohim. Abraham did not do this. You do the works of your father, small f father, okay, lowercase. Then they said to him, we were not born of whoring. We have one Father, Elohim. Yeshua said to them, if Elohim were your father, you would love me. For I came forth from Elohim and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you wish to do. Remember that. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you wish to do. Continuing on. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. I'll read that again. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Again, when he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Who of you proves me wrong concerning sin? And if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of Elohim hears the words of Elohim. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of Elohim. And that ends the scripture reading for right now. The title is Reasonableness or Reality. Now, we Israelites, the white race, have always thought of ourselves as a reasonable people. We reason things out. If there is any controversy or anything, we try to work things out in a reasonable manner. And it has worked well when we are dealing with other reasonable people. The people I just read this passage about are not reasonable. They have an agenda, the lust of their father they seek to do. There is no reasoning with those people. You can't reason with them. They are beyond reasonableness. Now we come into the realm of reality. What is their agenda? Oh, now we got an agenda. Must be another conspiracy. Conspiracy is something hidden. These people are not hiding anything anymore. They are beyond conspiracy. They are in reality. They are implementing daily their agenda. They're putting it into play every day. They had a little girl in a daycare center. They use others to accomplish their ends. Okay? They had a little white girl in a daycare center, and the Somali children in that daycare center chewed her up. just chewed on her and chewed on her. I don't know whether the teacher was involved. I've heard conflicting stories, but are you going to reason with someone or a group of people that would do such a thing? Are you able to reason with such creatures? Okay? You're out in the, this is hypothetical, you're out in the African veldt out there, and you're walking along, and you have a walking stick, and you're hiking along, and all of a sudden you see hyenas, and the hyenas are coming at you. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you. Are you going to reason with them? Now, wait a minute, fellas. Let's be reasonable about this. Let's talk this over. And you're saying, and you're like, whoa, you're talking about animals. Well, what do you think I've been talking about here? Who but an animal would chew up a little white girl? Well, that's racist. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I am a racist. I'm for my race. That makes me a racist. That's the definition of race. Racist. Okay. Not that you're against others, but you're for your own. Charity begins at home. That's reality. That's the other end of the coin. You got reasonableness and you have reality. What is happening to our Israelite people? What is going on that is being done to the Israelites? The white, Western European, you know, the Caucasian people. What's being done to us? We're being genocided, not just here, but worldwide, just all over the place. The agenda of these John enemies, the ones that were read in John, their agenda is to kill the seed of Adam. That is the lust of their father. That is their modus operandi that they have operated under since the beginning. Okay? You cannot reason with them. They will have others that are equally unreasonable, but a lot less intelligent, attack us. They will dupe them, as they have the blacks in South Africa. Kill the farmer, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, kill the Boer. Okay? There's that song. But the Boer farmers are the only ones that are feeding all of them. They're not reasonable. Look, if we kill all the white farmers, we'll starve. But they don't think that far ahead. They cannot. Their blood gets up and they start chanting and they go into their little routine. And it's all over. There's no talking to them. There's no reasoning with brute beasts. Now, they are no different than the hyena. They're no different. Not in their behavior. There's no reasoning with a hyena or a lion or a tiger. Or a bear. Oh my! There's no reasonableness there. There's only reality. This is the reasonableness or reality show. In our reasonableness, a lot of our people are being very reasonable. They want to avoid controversy. So much so that they're allowing the pack of hyenas to decimate our own people. They're so reasonable that their reasonableness has overridden the reality of the genocide situation against our people. And we are perishing in increasingly large numbers. Now, we've got this directed energy weapon. There's all kinds of stuff about what they did to Paradise, California. And they zapped it with this. And you can't prove it because they've got armed military personnel there. And if you try to get in there, they will just shoot you. Oh, the agenda behind it, they want to steal the land, they want to do this. You're not going to know because they're not going to let you know. They're going to use armed thugs and armed force to keep you in the dark. You cannot expect reasonableness in that situation either because they have substituted the dark forces with even our own white people. And there are white people that have sold out to the system. They are thugs for the system. They are going to look out for their own selves. They're going to reap the benefits of their traitorness. And that's what it is, their treason. Being a traitor to their own people. They don't see it as such. Because they're being reasonable. Well, this is just my job. I'm involved in law enforcement, and I have to do this because this is what's going to get me my paycheck, and I need to be reasonable about this. So I will victimize my fellow people. Because I need to follow this agenda. It's only reasonable that I have this job. I need a job. And I get to carry a gun and wear a uniform. And I can boss people around. And if I have to shoot them, well, they're not being reasonable. They want to get in and see what the truth is. And we just can't have that. Because my bosses tell me that we can't have that. And they're reasonable people. They have good reason for covering all of this up. I'm just following orders. I'm being reasonable. I'm just following orders. Is that reality? No. No, that's not reality. The reality is that these people are being used as tools, willing tools, for a system that seeks to genocide our people. Wants to rule the world. The system wants to rule the world. I did a show about the Noahide laws, where you're not allowed to say anything or think anything, or you'll be beheaded. Is that reasonable? Not to us. Not reasonable, but it is reality. Reasonableness versus reality. What are you going to follow? Being reasonable, and it's reasonable that you would walk to the slaughter. You don't want any controversy. We can't resist because they're just overwhelming, and they've got all these people with guns and. It's just not reasonable to oppose these people. I might lose my job, and they might confiscate my SUV. That's not reasonable. It's only reasonable that I go along to get along. I'm a reasonable person. Yeah, you're very reasonable. Not living in the real world, but you're very reasonable. They've substituted reasonableness for the word cowardice. Oh, that's harsh, Pastor Steve. Yeah, well, I tend to be harsh upon occasion. I can be harsh. Yes. Yes, I can be harsh because the scripture and the words of my father Yahweh are sometimes harsh. Read the book of Obadiah. And it tells you what's going to happen to these evil ones. They're going to be stricken and destroyed entirely. Is that reasonable? You think Yahweh cares whether we think He's reasonable? He's the creator of the entire universe and the master of all. And He doesn't give 2 cents for our opinion. Now, that's not reasonableness, that's reality. If you are opposing the master of the entire universe, that's not reasonable. Duh! Somebody that can destroy the entire planet, pull it out of its orbit, and recreate it. And you're gonna fight against Him when He has given us a very specific guidebook to live by. It's called the Scriptures. That's what we are to follow. Okay? And every time we substitute reasonableness for reality, we get slapped down. How many times, Israel, are we going to try to be reasonable and reason ourselves right into a catastrophe? Again, over and over and over and over and over. It is not reasonableness, it is foolishness to oppose Yahweh. It is not reasonable, it is foolishness. After all the examples that He has given us over time in history, that if we go along with the adversary, He's gonna pound the crap out of us. Yeah, He's a God of love, He's a God of justice, and He's a God of wrath. And this wrath is getting ready to come down again. It's starting now. These people are dropping dead. He's going to burn the tares. Reasonableness. We reason our way out of acting in our own self-defense. Because the enemy has substituted the worship of stuff for the worship of Yahweh. They don't worship Yahweh. They hate Yahweh. And they hate the children of Yahweh, which be us. You can't reason your way around that reality. You're going to choose reasonableness or reality. The reality of the situation is they are gradually, incrementally wiping us off the face of the earth. They are genociding our people. That is reality. You need to deal with that. You need to get your head out of the clouds of reasonableness and quit lying to yourself. There's an old saying. Okay, I'm going to quote this old saying. It's a very apt saying, very good, very sensible. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. How many times you're going to be fooled in the name of reasonableness? Who are you dealing with in reality? Who are you dealing with? You're not dealing with a species of being that is reasonable. And they use other beings from other species which are equally unreasonable, which they use as cannon fodder, to attack the true Israelites. And if you look at the statistics over time, even in your reasonableness, the reality is going to reach out and slap you upside the face. Time to wake up. That's why it's on wake up call here on EFR. Wake up call. Wake up, armies of Israel. Valley of the dry bones that are spiritually awakening and will be Yahweh's army. And the remnant is waking up. And they have used true reasonableness and have reasoned through the facts and reasoned their way into the reality of the situation that we're in trouble. They have emasculated our people to the point that we just reason our way through and make up all kinds of excuses to not stand up. What is the characteristics of Israel through the ages? We are Yahweh's battle axe and instruments of war. He has used us to destroy these enemies time and time and time again. He's going to do it again. And the reality of the situation versus the reasonableness that they foist on you, which is false. It's false reason, like the false news and the false stories that they have made up and substituted for reality. You're reasoning yourself right into genocide. Oh, I can't really believe that. It's not reasonable. Oh! Well, why would they want to do that? Because they're evil. They hate us. They're the enemy. That's the reality. And your reasonableness that has got you absolutely tied up in knots so you can't move is killing you. That's reality, the harsh reality. You've got to get out of this false premise of reasonableness and man up, Israel. Get into reality as opposed to this fake reason. It's not reasonable to allow yourself to be slaughtered. That's not reasonable. It's not reasonable to allow your children to be brainwashed. That's reality. That's not reasonable. And they are doing that to your children. They are injecting your children with vaccines which will kill them and weaken them and give them autism. Is that reasonable to allow that? You're not going to get out of this controversy. You're not going to get out of this coming battle. And there's going to be different types of battles fought on all different fronts. You're not going to get exempted from this tribulation that's coming down on us. And we are coming into the last days, and they are stepping up their agenda. That's the reality as opposed to the reasonableness that they are using to cover it up. That's the reason for the wake-up call shows, to wake up the people that are living in this false reasonableness and get them into the light of harsh reality, because that's the only way they're going to survive. And it's got down to the nitty-gritty, folks, of the survival of the species. All right? I don't like to quote the 14 words, but we need to secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. That's reality as opposed to reasonableness. Oh, but if I do that, I might, if I say anything, I might lose my job and I won't be able to make my SUV payments. And you think you're going to get out of this without paying a price, without suffering? We have let this go on too long. We're watching a lot of people in the world wake up and get with the program. They're coming out of the reasonableness and getting into the reality. It's time to stop reasoning. Substitute reasoning for an excuse for inaction. That's their reasonableness. Oh, don't do anything. Well, they're doing things to us. Isn't it time we do in return? All right? Well, the Bible says God is love. Yeah, he loves our people, but he expects us to survive. And he hates the enemy. Read the book of Obadiah. And he's used our people, the Israelites, to destroy his enemies and the enemies of Israel all through time. That's reality. You can't reason your way around that. You can't keep making up all these lame excuses for inaction. Well, I don't want to get involved. Well, then just die. But get out of my way. That's the kind of person that'll snitch on you. Well, this neighbor of mine is one of those white supremacists, and you need to investigate him. He scares me. I don't want to get involved in that. I love the Jews, and some of my best friends are Negroes, I'm just trying to be reasonable. Isn't that reasonable? I'm a reasonable person. Yeah, you cuck. You're reasonable, all right. And as you scream and screech and holler and howl as you burn with the tares, you can reason your way through that. It's not reasonable. I didn't do anything to anybody, and you didn't do anything for anybody either. You were lukewarm. What did Yahshua say? If you are lukewarm, I will spew you out. You're either hot or cold. The lukewarm ones are just as dangerous as the enemy, because they are roadblocks and stumbling blocks for the survival of Israel, and they will aid and abet the enemy in their genocide against their own people in the name of reasonableness. And they will be used and used, and when they're no longer useful, they'll suffer the same fate as the rest of the people. You think if they're going to genocide all of us, they won't genocide them too? Reason your way through that. That's harsh reality. They have done it all through time. That's how they operate. look at past history. If you don't study history, you're condemned to repeat it. How many times have we been through this scenario? They've worked so hard to blindside our people and make them forget who they are. And then along comes Christian Identity and wakes the people up and say, hey, you're not Goyim, you are Israel. You're not Gentiles, you are Israel. And that wrecks their whole plan, so they come after us. That's the reality of the situation. There's no reasoning around that. You can't be reasonable about it. It is what it is. People have a difficult time today dealing with reality. They create these reasonable fantasies in their mind and try to live them. And it is suicidal. It's suicide to go along with the status quo. It's racial suicide. Well, I'm not a racist. You were born a racist. You were born with white skin. You're stuck. You're a target. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you're a target. But that's not reasonable. You're right, it's not reasonable. It's reality. Harsh reality. Reality ain't fun. We are put here as a testing ground. Get with the program. We're here to be tested to see how we will stand. We are either going to be of the wheat or we're going to be of the tares. We're going to be of the sheep of his pasture, or we are going to be the goats that are going to be cast into the lake of fire. That's reality. You can't reason through it. That's Yahweh's rules. He makes the rules, the final rules. These other people are duping you with their fake rules. And they have a little power over your physical being right now. Is that body you are living in right now going to live eternally? Aren't you having a few aches and pains and you have all your teeth? Can you run 5 miles without being winded like you could when you're 18? Are you going to be breathing hard? You're going to be sweating. You're going to almost drop. Reason your way through that. Got a family? Are your children safe at the school you're sending them to? Or is some Somali going to chew them up? Reason your way through that. Oh my, that's unpleasant, Pastor Steve. Yeah, it sure is. But it's reality, and we need to face reality even if it's harsh. Even if it's unpleasant, it ain't fun. Life is not fun all the time. Life sometimes is quite painful and dangerous. Now, that's a reality of the situation. You can't reason your way through that. You're going to have to deal with the reality of it. This illusion that we have allowed ourselves to slip into is killing us. That's their agenda. They want us to be asleep as sheep so they can walk through the flock and slaughter us at will. Pardon me, coffee time. Ah, yes. Boy, your life really must suck, Pastor Steve. You're just a hater, and you're harsh, and you're unpleasant, and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. It sucks in that I'm seeing Israel go down the tubes. My brothers and sisters that I care for are being slaughtered. Yeah, it sucks. Sure enough, do. Sucks big time to see that happen to your own people that you care about. Why do you care? What's it to you? Because I'm a servant of Yahweh and they're my racial kinsmen. I'm not living in a false reality trying to be reasonable. I'm living in a real reality, which is harsh, that my people are being murdered in droves. Mass extinction here, folks. That's the agenda of the people that Yeshua reviled in the book of John. That's who and what they are. There's no reasoning with their agenda. There's no reasonableness about it. Reality is unpleasant sometimes. I'm very sorry if that bursts somebody's little bubble. I can't help that. I just can't, folks. I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, I don't know what else to say to wake people up. I mean, I see so many, when confronted with reality, they turtle up. They withdraw into their shell and hide and close that shell. And they just lay there. And what happens to a turtle? It just lays there. Some big animal is going to swat it with its paw and crush that shell and kill the turtle inside of it. And that's what's happening. Setting ourselves up for genocide. We have nobody to blame. We can't point fingers at other people. We're doing it to ourselves. We're causing it. We're allowing it by our inaction and our cowardice. Not necessarily me or some of the others that are awake, but the majority out there. And I'm speaking to the majority. There are a lot of people that are awake and aware and actively working within the remnant, and these sermons are not for them. They'll nod their heads and they'll agree with them and then go back to work. They're working for the kingdom. They're working for Yahweh. They're working for Yeshua. Yeshua already owns them. They are sheep of his pasture. And I am so thankful that I have a bunch of them to affiliate with and associate with and go to feast days and fellowship with them. Oh, it keeps me going. I need fellowship just like other people need it. I'm no different. I'm a man. I have emotional reactions. Oh, surely not. You never get emotional, Pastor Steve. Ah, brothers and sisters, I love Israel and I love the God and Redeemer of Israel. And I don't have a choice except to do these sermons. I can't quit my post. I have to occupy until the end. No matter what names I'm called, no matter what pressure I'm under, no matter what persecution I have to go through, if they kick my door in their agenda and shoot me full of holes and wreck my computers, I'll be back. My body will suffer the first death, but it won't suffer the second. And that's the important one. Everybody leaves these temples. If you live long enough, you're going to break down and it's going to stop on you. We've lost our immortality in these bodies. But the new bodies will be immortal. That spirit doesn't die. Unless it's the spirit of a tare, and it will be destroyed on the resurrection. I'm looking forward to the resurrection. I'm not afraid. Okay, you're gonna die. Okay, I'm going to die anyway, whether it's a heart attack or a bus jumps the curb and splatters me or somebody's robbing a grocery store down the block and fires a shot and the shot hits me in the head a block away. I'm not getting out of this alive. So what's to fear? If it comes, it comes. It's the service until then that counts. Faith without works is dead. You've got to do and be active and witness for Yahshua. You can't just hide your candle under a bushel. You got to let it shine out on the light of the world. If you're a Christian and you believe and it's real and you speak of it and you suffer from the adversary's ministrations here on this planet, so be it. You thought you're going to get out of it with no trouble? That it's free? There's a price to pay. There always is. Freedom ain't free. If you are ashamed of Yahshua and you won't witness for him in this world, he's not gonna know you when you stand in front of the throne of judgment. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. If you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. That's reality. You can't reason your way around that. You're going to have to deal with that. It may be unpleasant to you. You may not like that concept. But personally, I'm just sick and tired of the whiners. I don't care. I don't care what you like. I'm going to tell you the truth anyway. And if it makes you upset and you're angry and you don't like me, okay, well, what's that to me? They didn't like Christ. They wanted to kill him because he told the truth. Book of John, what did I read to you? You want to kill me because I tell you the truth. Well, what is different? They want to kill the rest of us that are telling the truth. They want to shut down the truthers sites on the internet. They want to pull any funding so we can't pay for the server time or whatever. They're doing anything and everything they can to shut us up. Because we and what we have to say and the concepts of thought that we convey to the people out there are a danger to them. The truth itself is a danger because of the reality of their actions that they try to hide in the name of reasonableness. Well, it's not reasonable that they would do that, but they do it anyway. Whether you think it's reasonable or not, they don't care. Well, all these people are dead. Gee. Really? What have we been telling you? All these people are dead. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Duh. Oh, man. It gets to me every once in a while. I really have to be in prayer a lot. And Yahweh blesses me. Yahweh is so good to me. Unless you were in my shoes and walked in my life with all the mess I've made of my life, and Yahweh bailed me out, and He has loved me and forgiven me and guided me and changed my whole life when I turned it over to Him, I'm His. I'm the same way Paul was. I'm a prisoner of Yeshua. I'm His prisoner. He owns me. I'm locked up in His word. And I would not have it any other way. Because I see the reality, and I'm not trying to reason my way and make excuses through life. You either are of Yahweh or you are not. You either want to serve the Father or you do not. If you are in the world and of the world, you will suffer the fate of the world. Can't reason your way out of that. That's the reality. That's why the sermon is reasonableness or reality. Reality is harsh. Sometimes it's unpleasant. Having to live in the real world and be aware of what's going on and the evil agenda and watching the horror story of the actions of these enemies. And it is a horror story, and it's being perpetrated upon our people, our Israelite people. Very unpleasant. Very, 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 very unpleasant. I can't help that. I'm not doing that agenda. I'm fighting against that agenda. I'm trying to wake you up so you can fight against it and preserve yourself. Yourself. You're going to have to make decisions for yourself. You can't reason your way through them. You're going to have to live in reality. You're going to have to make decisions that will affect your lives and the lives of your family. You're going to have to. You're not going to get out of it. There's no pass. Oh, boy. That's the best I can do. You know, that's all I can do as one man is preach the word. The word doesn't go out void. I know it's heard. I see the results on my website. There are people that listen to EFR that don't get in the chat room. They just listen. The numbers in the chat room don't reflect the listening audience at EFR. And people make a mistake. Well, there's only 12 people in the chat room. I mean, you only have 12 people in the world that are listening to you. No. There's 12 that have the stones to get in there and comment. And there are a lot of people that don't want to get involved in the commenting in there, but they're hearing the word. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands. That's why there's repeats in different time zones. So people are awake at certain hours and they hear the show from the day before, way in the wee hours of the morning here in the United States, but it's midday someplace else. And they listen to these shows. The listenership, the people that are actually tuning in to EFR, is huge. I've got almost 18,000 downloads, just downloads, on my little bitty website this year, 2018. We're coming down the end of it. That's 18,000 people that listen to my shows on my website. Now, what about the ones that listen here? What about my shows that are put elsewhere in the EFR archives? Or Think Outside the Beast archives? Are the other people that copy my shows and distribute them to other people? The word of Yahweh does not go out in vain. It doesn't go out in vain if one person, just one in the whole world, hears the preaching that comes out of my mouth, that comes from the Holy Spirit, and that person gets off that fence and becomes part of the remnant. What a great victory. Just one. What a victory. That's an Israelite that's going to join us in the kingdom. Is that glorious or is that glorious? That's Yahweh's workings. He's pulling in his people. He's pulling them in. Not me. Yahweh's doing it. He uses me as a tool, like a hammer or a saw, to build a house. He's building his house with all his tools. I'm a willing tool. I'm his tool. I am owned and operated by Yahweh. I'm his. I belong to him. Whatever he wants for me is just fine. Yes, Father. Whatever. And I feel so privileged. So privileged. Well, that'll end the reasonableness or reality show for today. My website is www.pastor-steve.com. And there's somebody else that uses Steve Anderson. It's not me. Okay, he's a universalist. You'll be able to tell my website. So it's... Oh, well. May Yahweh bless and keep you. It's been a pleasure again and a privilege again to be with you. Praise Yahweh, and may he bless and keep you. Talk to you on the next show.
Live. Live. Hip. 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.